today on the Travel Guys.
I'm not sure we can beat that finish there.
I know.
I mean, that's pretty cool when you have a reporter on the air and he goes away and he comes back 30 seconds later and gives you that. I mean, that's real news breaking.
I do, and I know Joe well enough, who is a big sports guy.
Yeah.
Given the opportunity to actually call it, had felt good.
Yeah, that was pretty cool, pretty exciting. All right, in the travel news, a tourism lecture suggests hunting humans for sport. Yes, I did say that. Hunting humans for sport could be the future of dark tourism. And in the aftermath of the Orlando shooting, the president names an LGBT historical landmark to the national park system.
Coming up at 3:20, we'll talk with a man who has just come back from a ride on the Trans-Siberian train from Moscow, and he's going to be here to tell us all about it.
A songwriter from Australia, Marcus Mio, contacted us and asked if we would help him debut a new travel song he has written. So you'll be among the first to hear part of the song Travel and talk to Marcus from Down Under at 3:35.
And finally at 3:50, we talk with Krista Canfield from Gogobot, one of the top travel apps, about hot destinations for students and budget travelers.
It's a sizzling Sacramento summer Sunday afternoon, and we thank you for spending part of it with the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man, king of the road. Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Yes, it is a sizzling Sacramento summer Sunday. You're quite the I don't know, poet.
I don't know why. Why would anyone write that for themselves to read? I actually did that a few hours ago.
Yeah,
sizzling Sacramento summer Sunday.
So, yeah, there you go. Sounds like a Chad and Jeremy.
You know that
song.
You're not supposed to your S's on the radio. So, oh well.
Anyway, welcome everyone. We are the Travel Guys, Mark and Tom. Brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations, here every Sunday from 3 to 4. Don't forget, you can find out everything you need to know about the Travel Guys, follow along with the program, and download podcasts and much more at TravelGuysRadio.com.
Well, Mr. Romano, I have just returned from a successful berry picking in the Northwest.
Oh, this is your favorite time of the year, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Once a year, maybe twice a year, sometimes I get to go up there, and all I can just say is the Marion berries are in perfect. It's a perfect time to go pick Marion berries yesterday. I think I've got most of the purple off of my hands. I have to clean them and freeze them when I get home, but I brought home a large pile of Marion berries, boysenberries. The huckleberries won't be out till later in the season. So, the berries that we get in the store here,
right.
I mean, people think that, and some of them are pretty good berries. They're from Driscoll and some pretty good suppliers and stuff. But when you get the berries from up there, you know, those were picked like the day before. And people are just walking around, you know, just shoveling them into their mouths and stuff like that. So it's just, and the weather up, you know, it's 100 here, which means that it's about 80, 85 in Portland. And they have some really bad weather up there and some really bad days. But when the weather is good up there, it is really, really spectacular. I mean, it's just, Portland is a great city. And Vancouver, Washington, just over the border, not Vancouver, Canada now, but Vancouver, Washington, which is just across from Portland, is also a great little bedroom city. And just on the other side of the Columbia River there.
Now, when you come home with your berries now, is that a carry-on? Does that need to be inspected?
That's
are
a carry-on.
Checking it out for
people
bugs?
Say, how do you get those back? Well, see,
yes.
Now right now there's no restrictions of bringing, you know, stuff and back. We don't have any fruit flies or anything like that. If we did, then it wouldn't be possible to bring this stuff back. But this way, yeah, the TSA people look at me kind of weird. I've got this big valise of duffel bag kind of. It's all full of berries and they're stacked in there carefully so they don't smush each other and, yeah, it's and then I give out samples, you know, along the way. So it's it makes me kind of popular in the airport.
I would think.
Yeah. And plus, Portland is the best airport in the country. Remember, we had that list a few weeks ago talking about the best, least stressful airport. Sacramento scored very well. And Portland came out as number one. And all I just have to say is any airport that sells Moe's clam chowder in the airport is definitely a good airport, and that is Moe's is a little chain of restaurants on the Oregon coast.
There you go.
And
well,
their chowder's
I think
good.
I'm just headed right out to to Smurf and to Portland here before, with the end of the show. Speaking of which, let's get going. We've got the travel news with Mark Hoffman right here on KFVK.
Oh, the travel news. That's me, huh? Did you hear about the Delta airline passenger in New Orleans the other day? He got an entire plane to himself. They tried to reach everybody who was on the flight, and apparently they were successful in reaching everybody except for one passenger. And so they said, well, you know, you can either, it was a flight over to Atlanta, and he said, well, you can either, you know, schedule another, we'll happy to put you on another flight. He says, no, I'll wait and just take this one. So he flew to Atlanta with the flight crew.
And why were they calling folks to tell them that they were
Well, because there was a delay.
I see.
So they were putting them on other flights and stuff like that. Atlanta, New Orleans is kind of an hourly sort of thing.
Right, okay.
So. All right. I mentioned in the headlines, I saw this morning when I was putting together the news. Could hunting humans for sport be the future of dark tourism? A tourism expert in the United Kingdom has revealed his controversial thoughts on the possibility of hunting humans becoming legal in the next 200 years.
Boy, does this sound like a sci-fi film?
According to the Daily Mirror, senior tourism lecturer. Now, this is important because this guy actually is a tourism person.
Now, did you ever see the movie Running Man?
I did not.
Okay, it was with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Soylent Green, I saw.
Well, okay, Running Man was they were criminals,
mm-hmm.
and their opportunity to get away was put to the test on a game show.
Okay.
So with that being said, obviously they let the criminals go, and then they had, I don't know, these police guys or whatever they were, chase them down to try to kill them.
Mm-hmm.
So, and what's his name? Richard Dawson, who used to be one, Family Feud or
mm-hmm.
whatever it was.
Yes.
He was the host of this game show, which was perfect. Okay. Complete this man's
thought. So according to the Daily Mirror, which of course is over there in the United Kingdom, where they're coming and going and not exactly sure what's going on. The senior tourism lecturer, Daniel Wright, published his thoughts in a scientific journal called Futures, stating that the richest people in the world will be able to hunt human beings for fun or sport. As far as the possibility of hunting humans and the impact on the tourism industry, Wright points to the past when public executions attracted huge crowds, as well as the recent rise of dark tourism as a multi-billion dollar industry. Dark tourism includes travelers visiting legendary battlefields, the World Trade Center site, former concentration camps like Auschwitz, even museums dedicated to murderers or evil mythological characters like Jack the Ripper or Dracula.
Interesting. By the way, keep in mind, mm-hmm. I mean, this is
he also
200
points
years in the future. The Travel Guys radio program does not necessarily condone this kind of travel. I want that to be known. Okay.
They can go back and
disclaimer.
This guy says death as a spectacle is not a new phenomenon in social spaces. In fact, our past arguably shows the human fascination for death through various forms to be more of a social activity. And he talks about the Roman gladiators. And what about running for the bulls in Spain all the time?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that can't possibly be sport. There's only two things that happen there. I mean, either the bull makes it or the people get smushed. Anyway, I'm not suggesting that hunting for humans is coming anytime soon. The gentleman said 200 years from now, and I'm not planning, frankly, on being around then, so I'm not too terribly concerned about it. But hunting for old radio hosts.
Okay.
Yeah. War of Worlds escalates. Did you know that this is a great story in Antigua? You know, Sandals has a bunch of resorts down there. And apparently what they have done is they have entered into some very favorable tax deals down there. And now some of the new elected officials are not so crazy about these deals that they've cut. Some of them kind of sort of under the table-ish, and it's all kind of coming back to haunt Sandals. The folks in the government in Antigua says that Sandals is not paying any official taxes. Sandals disputes that. They acknowledge that they have a tax break and a 25-year agreement. But one of the attorneys for Antigua says the company paid zero taxes in Antigua's treasury last year. So that may be a story that may be developing, because these all-inclusive resorts and stuff like that that tend to be a little bit better bargain priced, maybe there was a reason they were bargain priced. Plus, these guys are getting a hotel break. What if you're the hotel down the street These guys are collecting 10% in tax. They're only paying the government supposedly a couple 3%. This guy says they're not paying him anything. The guy, the hotel down the street's collecting 10%. He has to pay the whole 10% to the government. So that's exactly. All right, we get lots of great things on the Travel Guys website from time to time. A gentleman from Wisconsin has sent me a note about a great air show, and I said, you know, is this a little local thing? He says, no, sir, it is not. And indeed, it is not. It's the 64th Annual Experimental Aircraft Association Fly-In Convention in Oshkosh, July 25th through the 31st. More than 10,000 aircraft, that's right, 10,000 planes from warbirds and aerobic to vintage and ultralights, and a half a million flight enthusiasts will make it the busiest airfield in the world for that week.
Oh my Oshkosh.
There is a complete schedule of events. If you are an aviation enthusiast, it is not too late to still get a ticket and go to Oshkosh, where all of the experimental air... I love saying that, Oshkosh. All the experimental aircraft on the planet will be there at the end of July. Go to travelguysradio.com if you want to find out more information about that. We mentioned in the headlines that the first LBGT Memorial in monument in the United States has been established in New York City by President Obama. He announced it on Friday. The Stonewall Inn and the area around it will be designated as a national monument and will be added to part of the national park system. And the Gay Pride Parade in New York is tomorrow and will pass through that area. The Boston Marathon bombing victims, a number of them. I don't know how much of a travel story this is, but it was on a travel website, Tom. This is kind of cool. Some of the Boston Marathon bombing victims have gone to Florida to meet with some of the people who are in the hospital in Orlando. There are still eight people hospitalized.
That's great.
Isn't that kind of cool? Because there's a lot of post-traumatic stress, it helps to talk to someone who has been through similar situations. I guess so. A lady who was a double amputee told an Orlando television station. So good. So kudos to those folks for kicking in. And that is the travel news for today.
And we are the Travel Guys, Mark and Tom, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. More coming up. We're going to be visiting with a guy who just came back from a ride on the Trans-Siberian train from Moscow. We've talked about this train, and now we're going to get it up close and personal from somebody who's just come back.
Just rode the train.
That's next here on the Travel Guys.
Trump is way in front.
Results.
It's sort of like the blind leading the blind.
Reaction.
6-5.
And more.
Campaign 2016.
Now through November. News Radio KFBK. 93.1 FM and 1530 AM.
It's time for another Smart Energy update with Keith and Mark, the Smart Energy Guys. You know, Mark, summertime is coming, and what that means, those utility bills are going to start to arrive with a higher total. And if you're like me, every time you get that utility bill, you start to get a little bit of anxiety because you don't know if you're going to be able to afford to pay that thing. Start generating your own power right now off your own roof and alleviate that anxiety of those high utility bills. When you go solar with Sunworks, you get the very best panel in the industry, the Sun Power panel, the most efficient panel in the world, and of course you get the very best warranty in the industry as well, the famous Sunworks all-inclusive 25-year worry-free warranty.
Keith, if somebody calls in right now for a free solar analysis, they get an outstanding gift from the Smart Energy Guys.
Call 916-409-6900. That's 916-409-6900. When you get the free solar analysis, you get a free solar cell phone charger. And if you go solar with Sunworks during the month of June, we'll give you a trip for four to Disneyland with 4 2-day park hopper passes plus $500 to spend while you're there.
And you know, Keith, if you go to the Sunworks Solar Design Center, you can get an additional bonus.
Yep, you get a signing bonus of $500. The Solar Design Center is at 6694 Lone Tree Boulevard, Suite 500 in Rockland, inside the Blue Oaks Town Center. This has been another Smart Energy Update with Keith and Mark, the Smart Energy Guys.
Tom, is it really necessary to look at engagement rings and wedding bands at the same time?
I do recommend it, Hannah, because some engagement rings don't fit with certain wedding bands.
Oh.
Shane Company has thousands of exclusive engagement rings and wedding bands. That guarantees that your rings will be unique and will also go together beautifully.
Okay, but I'm pretty particular about the kind of rings I want.
Shane Company has them. Our designers create unique styles every day. We have all of the hottest looks like rose gold, vintage, infinity. Mm. We make only a few of each ring style, and when it sells out, we introduce an entirely different look.
That's great.
The rings at the other jewelers aren't unique because they just reorder the same rings over and over again from the same manufacturer's catalog.
That's lame.
I agree. Come to Shane Company or visit Shaneco.com, the number one jeweler for engagement rings and wedding bands for the bride and groom.
Loving it, Tom. Thanks.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company.
Thinking about going solar? Don't miss Energy Saving Pro's special solar seminar this Monday at Moonraker Brewery in Auburn. Enjoy free appetizers, private beer tastings, and learn everything solar. Bring your utility bill and get a free quote. You can save $1,500 immediately at the event. That's right, $1,500 off Energy Saving Pro's wholesale pricing model. Don't miss Solar 101 this Monday, June 27th, 6 to 8 at Moonraker Brewery on Earhart Avenue in Auburn. Go to EnergySavingPros.com for more information.
CSLB number 977147.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience hiring new employees can be tough. With so many job boards out there, you need to post your job on all the top job sites to find the best candidates. Now, with ZipRecruiter.com, you can post to 100-plus job sites and social networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Screen, rate, and hire the right candidates fast. Try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/now. That's ZipRecruiter.com/now.
Join us for the afternoon news coming Monday. We have traffic and weather every 10 minutes and all the news you need. It's the afternoon news, 4 to 7 on News Radio KFBK.
Kathmandu, huh? Been there, Mark?
I have not.
Let's go there.
I have not, but I have not been on the Trans-Siberian Railroad either.
We are the Travel Guys, Mark and Tom, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Mark, I think you were saying that the last time you spoke with Bernard Steiner was right before you fell down and passed out.
Yeah, he was
after a workout.
Yeah, he was the last guy I talked to in Long Beach before I came home and we did the radio show.
Kind of like that.
No, I mean, it wasn't like Bernard made me pass out. Bernard Steiner, welcome to the Travel Guys.
Hi, Mark. Thanks very much. Great to be here.
Yes, and thank you for coming along. We spoke down at the Adventure and Travel Show about the Trans-Siberian Railroad, and since then, you tell me you have been on the train itself, and I thought that would be a terrific. I mean, there's nothing like first-person reports. It's one thing to talk about the train, but it's entirely another one to talk to somebody who's been on it.
That's absolutely right. And I'll tell you, Mark, it's been a fantastic experience all around.
Well, take us from beginning to end here, if you would.
Well, I actually wasn't on the whole entire stretch because that would have taken almost 3 weeks. But what I did was I went from Moscow all the way to the heart of Siberia, to Novosibirsk. And that is still quite a ways. It's just about 5 days on the train. And it is one of these once-in-a-lifetime bucket list experiences. And it's really enhanced by the fact that when you get on the train in Moscow, Moscow still has these grand old train stations, just like how you would a train station imagine to be like. And that itself and the fact that once you get to the train, they have a brass band playing on the platform and so forth, you know, welcoming everybody. It just takes you back in another into another era.
And there's a picture of that train station on TravelGuysRadio.com, I might mention on the website. I had no way for us to know that you were going to mention that, but works out well. So you're on the train now. You sleep on board the train, right?
Absolutely. It's a little bit like a cruise. You have your private compartments with usually two people or three people or four people in them. And it's set up in the way a cruise is set up. That means you usually spend the night on the train, and then in the morning you get to your next destination, you get off the train, and a great surprise is waiting. Usually there is a sightseeing program, an exciting things waiting for you in a new town. And it's not just, you know, with the Trans-Siberian train, it's not just a new town. It's a new portion of the country, new part of the country. It is Tatarstan one day, then the next morning it is the Ural Mountains, the next morning it is Siberia. And, next thing you know, you're straddling the line between Europe and Asia. And these are all things that, you know, in and of itself, each of these experiences is amazing.
Now, I have to ask you, you indicated that to do the whole ride from beginning to end would take about 3 weeks. How long was your trip, and did you take along somebody with you?
Actually, yes. My trip, well, we went for about a week altogether, and my wife and business partner, Lana, came along, and that was a great experience as well because she is actually a native of Russia. She came to the U.S. when she was 14 years old, but because of the fact that she speaks fluently Russian, and I just understand a little bit, that made it even more interesting.
Wow, that's...
You can imagine.
That is a huge benefit. Somebody who would speak the language. Bernard, you mentioned that there were folks from all over on this train: the United States, New Zealand, the UK, Scandinavia. That must be one of the great parts of riding on the train, is not only what you're seeing along and the folks that you meet along the way in the country, but the folks you meet on the train.
Exactly, and that was actually one of my favorite portions of that trip, because you really get to experience, you really get to share these experiences. In our group, we had people from Norway, from New Zealand, from Australia, from the UK, from the US. There was a lady from Florida. There was a gentleman from Kansas, and all wonderful, wonderful people from Belgium. And, the beauty of it is you experience all these great things during the day, and then in the evening, you're all... sit together at the dining car, and you usually switch around a little bit so you get to talk to different people and sort of share your impressions of the day with your traveling companions. That, to me, is just amazing.
Now, do you have the opportunity, how many opportunities do you have to actually get off the train and see any of the countryside?
You know, really every day. There's every day something else. There's planned stops where you get off. They're usually cities like Kazan, cities like Yekaterinburg. Every day is basically dedicated to another city, to another destination. And that really breaks down the train ride a bit, because some people that I spoke to before I went on the train, they said, oh, my God, you know, you're spending so much time on the train. But in reality, because you get off every day, you get to walk around, you get to actually, you know, immerse yourself with the locals, it doesn't feel like such a long train ride.
It sounds almost it sounds like a double adventure, because it's like you're getting off the train and meeting people and doing things, and with all the different people that are on the train, why, it's kind of sensory overload. Bernard, tell our listeners, besides going to travelguysradio.com, tell our listeners how they can ride the Trans-Siberian train.
Well, they can go on a website. It is called transsiberian-travel.com. So www.transsiberian-travel.com. Or they can call 760-688-0127. And that is the right here in California where we are based. This is the general representation of the Trans-Siberian train here in the U.S.
Bernard, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on a great adventure, and stay in touch if you make another great adventure one of these days. Well, we would love to hear about it.
Absolutely. Thanks very much for having me, Mark, and have a fantastic Sunday.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Bernard Steiner, the president and CEO of Custom Travel Network and a writer on the Trans. That sounds, you know, it sounds, that's why I mentioned to him, it sounds not only people go places to meet the people who live there, but if you could meet people from all over the world by being on this train, wouldn't that be kind of just an incredible tourism experience from start to finish?
Well, here again, if you love trains, and you've, let's say you like trains and you like to cruise,
uh-huh.
Here, like he said, this is an opportunity to, it's like cruising,
uh-huh.
But on a train.
Now listen, while that interview was going on, someone who has been to the Oshkosh Air Show has called us here, and so we're getting that information, and we will have an update on the Oshkosh Air Show next week, I am thinking.
All right. Coming up here on the Travel Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations, after we check in on the news. We're going to be joined by a fellow who wrote an original travel song, and Mark had an opportunity to talk to him halfway around the globe.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. All the way from Australia, you're going to meet Marcus Mio after the news on News Radio KFBK.
You can travel by road. You can fly by plane. You can take a ride on this one and only train. We can travel, you and me, over land and sea. We'll get to see the sunrise. You can travel by road. You can fly by plane.
Welcome back. We are the Travel Guys, Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. And, you know, we have a Travel Guys website at travelguysradio.com. We always talk about how you can find links to everything that we mention on the program in there, along with a lot of other interesting travel information and some things occasionally that we post on there that we just think might be interesting. They don't have to necessarily be listened to on the radio. So go to travelguysradio.com, and you can find a lot of interesting stuff. And through that website, from time to time, comes some pretty interesting stuff on the other end. About a week and a half or so ago, I got a note from a gentleman named Marcus Mio. Marcus is in Australia. He is originally from Scotland. He is a self-taught guitarist at age 15. And he does some pretty cool music. He says that he was influenced and introduced to many different artists such as Neil Diamond, Cat Stevens, Jim Croce, Roy Orbison, Phil Collins, The Eagles, Van Morrison. So that gives you a little bit of an idea of what his music sounds like. And we may give you another idea of what his music sounds like pretty soon. But welcome to the Travel Guys, all the way from the land down under, Marcus Mio. Welcome.
Hello. Hello, Mark. Good to talk to you over there.
I'm not sure if you sound Australian or you sound Scottish.
Oh, no, definitely Australian. Yeah, I was only very young when I came over to Australia from Scotland, so it should sound Australian.
Marcus, you have sent me a new song. Is this a song that you have written?
Yes, that's right. Travel is a song. I had a few lyric ideas written down a few years back, and it's had a few rewrites on it. And the inspiration does come from travel experiences, being over to Thailand and a lot of road trips with my partner. So I absolutely do love to travel, and I think that's and I wanted to write a song that's got meaning to it and can connect to people. Yeah.
Have you been a songwriter all your life?
Yeah, pretty much from the age of 15. When I picked up the guitar, I just started writing songs. I've had a lot of bad songs from there and then just did, improved along the way, I guess. I think my songwriting's getting a lot better, and I'm hoping to really relate and connect to people through my songwriting these days.
Marcus, have you released any other songs yet? Is this one of your first attempts?
There was a song I have released a few others. There was a song I released last year, and it was called One More Day, and that was written about the loss of my father, died very young. It was a very sad and slow song, so this one and some of the songs to come in the future are going to be a bit more up-tempo and a lot more sort of happier sort of songs.
Well, yeah. Let's come back and talk about this in just a moment, but let's give our listeners an opportunity to hear a little bit of Travel by Marcus Mio.
With all my ups and downs, I've traveled on this journey. I've traveled all around. You can travel by road. You can fly by plane. You can take a ride on this one and only train. We can travel, you and me, over land and sea. We'll get to see the sunrise. plane. Gonna take a ride on this one and only train. We can travel, you and me, over land and sea. We'll get to see the sunrise. We'll get to lay out in the sun. We'll get to have some fun. We'll get to stare at the stars at night.
So you say this song is based on some of your travels?
Yes, yeah. There was an experience there where I got to go and travel to Thailand, and that was with a group of backpackers. There were backpackers from a few other different countries of the world. There was a couple from the US, a couple from the UK, a couple from Australia, and we all got to sort of live out in the villages with the people up in the hills, and that was a wonderful experience.
How did you find the travel guys?
Through your researching on the online now, where we can almost research anything these days, can't we? So I found just looking up travel radio shows in America and around the world, and these guys came up. And I've sent out the song now probably to about 100 different people, to tourism people as well. But you're the first guys that have picked up and given me an interview and an opportunity to talk about the song, so I really appreciate that.
Well, you're very welcome. So, Marcus, if our listeners would like to be able to get a copy of this song or find it on the Internet, is it all right if I put a link to it here on our Travel Guys radio site?
Absolutely. You can download the song directly from the website, or the song is available on iTunes and CD Baby also, and all streaming major services. Yeah.
Outstanding. Well, I really appreciate the fact that you thought of us all the way from Australia. I know that, you know, we haven't met and you didn't know who we were, but I really appreciate the fact that you reached out to us. With your permission, we'll keep travel in our bumper music around here. If you come up with any more interesting travel songs or anything that are just about life, why, stay in touch with us.
Thank you so much, Mark. Yes, and I absolutely will keep in touch if more travel songs definitely come up. I'm sure there'll be one there, because okay. I do love to travel and I love to fly. Funny thing is, I dreamed when I was younger is I wanted to be a pilot, but that seemed to go in a different direction from there. But, yeah, I do love to travel, and thank you so much for giving the song a spin and giving me the opportunity to talk about the song. And hello to all your listeners over in America.
Thank you very much. Marcus Mio from Australia with the song Travel. We'll give you a little more for it here as we go to the break. We are the Travel Guys on KFBK.
On this one and only train, we can travel, you and me, over land and sea. We'll get to see the sunrise. You can travel by road, you can fly by plane.
Attention sports leisure travelers, a $400 travel card will be given away in 10 minutes.
Welcome. You've got the Travel Guys, Mark and Tom, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations on the radio, here to make you a smarter traveler. And one of the areas that we try to do that is to, well, save you some money on travel and to find out what's hot and what's not. Mark, why don't you introduce our special guest today on the Travel Guys?
Absolutely, Thomas. Nobody wants to pay a lot of money to go to a place that nobody likes. So why not pay a little less money to go to some of the places that are kind of hot? Or maybe there's a place that was really hot last year and people are kind of ignoring it this year, but there's really no reason not to go there. It might get a little bit better deal. Welcome to Krista Canfield, who is a getaway expert. Hi, Krista.
Hi, thanks for having me, Tom and Mark.
It's a pleasure to have you. Now, you are a getaway expert for GoGoBot, which is a cutting-edge digital travel platform that helps people discover great places to stay, eat, and play that are perfect for them. Did I read that exactly the way I was supposed to there, Krista?
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Okay. There you go. You know, and I thought it was one of those toys I was supposed to pick up for my my kids for holidays.
Hey, the Travel Channel,
days,
Tom.
Kids these days are tech savvy, too. Yeah.
Tom, the Travel Channel calls GoGoBot one of the top 10 travel apps to download. Krista, tell us a little, first of all, about GoGoBot.
Sure. Our philosophy is that everybody has a unique travel style that's different from other travelers. And that could be when you're looking for something fun to do this Friday, if you're looking for a weekend getaway, if you're looking for things to do on that epic trip to Italy. So we have 19 different what we call tribes, everything from foodies to family travelers, budget travelers to luxury travelers. And as you might imagine, if you're a budget foodie who's looking for places to eat in Sacramento versus someone who's a luxury traveler foodie, you probably want to see a different list of restaurants. You want to have different recommendations based on exactly what you're looking for in the context. And that's what GoGoBot helps you do.
Well, and absolutely. I mean, not everybody who travels is looking for a Ruth Chris Steakhouse or the equivalent in a local restaurant. Some folks are, as you mentioned, some folks are on a budget. Some people are just looking for that special local place. And I belong to a couple of travel communities. Flyer Talk is one of them, where folks who travel around a lot oftentimes will gather together if they're all in a certain city or a certain town or do a particular activity together. GoGoBot has kind of carried this a little bit further. Now, can you belong to multiple tribes on GoGoBot?
Absolutely. You can belong to multiple tribes. You can switch your tribes at the tap of a finger. So if you're a business traveler heading to Las Vegas and you need to find great business lunch spots where it's a little bit quiet, you've got the free Wi-Fi, you can hear the person across the table from you, but that weekend your family's going to be joining you, and so you're looking more for family traveler experiences. You want to find things like the Neon Museum in Las Vegas, then we're going to help you find those things as well. Another unique thing about GoGoBot is that we also let you know about local events that might be happening in cities around the world that could be a great way to see that location or that destination. And we also give you recommendations based on time, weather, if you're a local or if you're traveling. If you're heading to San Francisco and you've been there before and you live there, then you probably don't want to see recommendations like the Golden Gate Bridge. We want to be smarter than that and help you find things that you haven't discovered before if you're a local. And if it's warm and sunny outside, then we want you to be able to take advantage of that gorgeous weather. If it's morning, you should be getting coffee place recommendations, not bars and nightlife. So we really do pay attention to the context and what you're looking for, not only based on your travel style, but also the context and what's happening that day.
We're talking with Krista Canfield, our getaway expert. Krista, tell me, what are these recommendations for GoGoBot based on?
So they're based on real travelers just like you and me, Mark and Tom, and people who have the same travel style as you. We also realize that having just 3,000 recommendations isn't usually what people are looking for. They want to see the recommendations from people they know and trust, first and foremost. If we're following each other on GoGoBot, I want to be able to see which places you're recommending in those particular spots around the world. And then below that, I want to see people who have the same travel style as me. I enjoy a lot of backpacking activities and being pretty adventurous. So knowing that other people who are adventure travelers or outdoors enthusiasts or backpackers are recommending these things helps me a lot when I'm looking for things to do. And then below the fold come the recommendations from people who are not in the same tribe as you or the same tribe that you're searching for at that moment.
Krista, you are going to give us some ideas of some destination, what we call some rising stars, or what you call rising stars, for budget travelers and students, people who might have a little less money to spend on travel and need to be a little bit more conscious of where every dollar is going. So give us some ideas for this year.
Yeah, this year's list was quite interesting. As you pointed out, this is based on data. So this isn't a group of editors sitting in a room and saying, oh, these are the spots we thought were interesting this year. This is actually based on budget and student travelers and where they're heading. So it's based on their reviews. It's based on them adding these places or not adding them to lists and trips. It's also based on other travelers who are recommending particular destinations for these types of travelers. One thing that we're finding that's quite fascinating this year is that we're seeing less and less of those hedonistic traditional beach locations that I think most people associate with the average college student on spring break. Places like Cancun and Jamaica are on the decline, and places that we're seeing pop up on the list this year are rather interesting ones. For instance, El Paso, Texas is one of the destinations that's on the rising stars list this
now,
year.
What would make El Paso, Texas show up on a rising stars
really,
list?
Really?
Yeah, I think it's really interesting because of what's going on this year with the election and obviously the focus on immigration. El Paso, as you may or may not know, is actually home to the National Border Patrol Museum. So for that particular set of travelers, if that's something that you actually want to get a hands-on feel for and a better understanding of, there aren't too many places in the world where you can actually go check out the National Border Patrol Museum.
Tom, I want to just tell you something here.
Yes?
El Paso,
uh-huh.
This is nothing against El Paso, and I'm sure we have people listening who maybe are from El Paso. It's a godforsaken place in the middle of nowhere. It is about in the middle of nowhere as you can possibly be. They're nice people there. As Krista mentioned, you know, it's near the border, so that's and it's a big military town. But anyways, enough of that. Krista, you mentioned that also there were some places perhaps that were hot last year and might not be quite so hot this year. Give us an example of one or two of those places where people might find that, you know, prices are perhaps have come down a little bit.
Yeah, there are a couple places on the list. And for instance, number two, I think, is a perfect example of why some of these destinations could be worth a second look. Number two on our list this year is Bali. And if you think about it, a few years ago, everybody was talking about Eat, Pray, Love, the book. They were talking about Julia Roberts and the movie, and all of a sudden Bali became a place that was almost like a buzzword that you were hearing people saying, man, I really want to go to that destination. And that is one of the declining destinations that's on our list this year, and it's easy to see why. That doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad thing. The tourism infrastructure is built out there. It still could be a great place for you to go. There could be deals that are meant to be had. It also could mean you're going to have fewer people who are going there that are elbowing you in the ribs for that selfie.
Wow. Okay. Some places that are hot for this year and some places that are not. Krista, is there a place where we can get an entire list of all of these?
Absolutely. You can head over to gogobot.com/awards, and we've got a number of different awards lists there for tribes like the Family Travelers Tribes, as well as the Budget and Student Tribes that we were talking about, LGBT travelers, a number of different tribes there. So it's a great resource.
Okay, and we'll have a link to that on travelguysradio.com. So if you're out driving around someplace when you get home, just go to travelguysradio.com and we will have a link so that you can go there. Krista, thank you so much for some of your time today and some ideas on some places to go, and also a way for travelers maybe to find other people with like interests similar to their own. So thank you very much. Krista Canfield, our getaway expert for today.
And I just looked up.
You did?
On gogobot.com.
Yeah.
That I can stay at the Hard Rock Hotel in San Diego for $249.
I think what
cheaper,
we should do next week.
I got something there too.
I think we should do a go-go. I've logged onto that website and found some pretty cool stuff there. We should do a GoGoBot on air reveal and share, because we're two kind of old school guys.
Mm-hmm.
And for new school travelers, and there are a lot of people in the middle, you know, who used to be old school, and they're slowly moving over to the technology side one step at a time. So this website is one that people could use to move, to help them move from the old to the new, I think. So we should talk about it.
It's pretty basic, easy to function.
It is.
And a lot of fun.
All right. Our friend Christopher Elliott travels a lot of the year with his kids. He homeschools the two kids, his wife does. And they spent 300 days last year on the road with their kids.
Wow.
And so he wrote this article called Don't Do This When You're Traveling with Kids. So I thought I would just share a few of these, because in our goal to make you a smarter traveler, here are a few tips. And then we're going to give away a $400 travel card right after that.
All righty.
All right. So
see how many of these I've done.
Yeah. It says don't treat your offspring like future members of the Traveler Century Club. Why do people take babies to Disneyland?
Well,
you really think the kid's going to remember riding at six months old? Or his point is pick the appropriate destinations. You don't take small children to Las Vegas or
Macau. Generally, you'll find if somebody has got a babe in arms and they're going to Disneyland, they're towing a 6 or 7 year old with them as well. And that's why they're there.
Okay. Yeah. That's valid point. Remember the kids' passports are only renewed for 5 years instead of 10. Apparently this was a problem for him somewhere along the way. So if you've got a child, don't automatically assume that you've got the, all the paperwork that you need. And Chris says, don't forget the entertainment. And he says, I think this is a really good idea for traveling parents. He says, don't download all of the apps or the entertainment on the same device. Have an education tablet and an entertainment tablet. I thought that was a very good idea to be able to get some balance. If your kids are going to watch these things all the time, why have them also? Don't overschedule your trip. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Don't try to squeeze a lifetime's worth of events in a few short days, because children, even though they have all that energy at the worst possible moment, will have no energy at the moment that you want them to have it. And he says, don't forget to pack your sense of humor. He tells a quick story. We've got to ask him about this. He left a kid in... he left a sleeping child at dinner on a cruise ship, and he says we found him eventually. but anyway, traveling with children, the whole list is at travelguysradio.com, where you will find all the links to all the cool stuff that we had on today's show. We give away a travel card every week here. We have not had a winner for 3 weeks. That means the travel card is $400.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. One of the lucky sports leisure travelers, or someone who has written into travelguysradio.com and just put contest in the subject line to enter into the contest. And our winner today is Gene Perry, who traveled with us to the Hamptons. Gene, if you're listening to the radio and you call Sports Leisure Vacations Monday or Tuesday, you can claim a $400 travel card. And that just about does it for us.
There we go. We'll see you on July the 3rd to celebrate Independence with another Travel Guys radio show, here to make you a smarter traveler no matter where you go or what you do. Thanks for joining us this week. Mark, you have a great week.
You too, sir. I'm going to see the last performance of A Prairie Home Companion next Saturday night.
Outstanding. We'll talk about it next week. We are the Travel Guys. New-